98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's our good friend Marco Ingolia, the executive director for the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie. On the phone today, Marco, this is a new one for us.
Yes. I'm in my cockpit here in the office on this rainy day. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. MK, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to hear from you. I think it's been since, has it been since the Christmas party?
I think so.
Oh, that's crazy.
I can tell you that I have not seen any other radio stations, and I've been saving myself for you all.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. So I assume you're in the middle of kind of a busy season right now, right? What's going on at the center?
Yeah, we're like the little engine that can and does. So we've got this awesome gala coming up May 15th, so it's been all hands on deck. Preparing for that, of course, led by our great director of development, Rachel Johnson. But yes, we're really excited. This is our 51st annual gala. It's going to be a special night. You know, it's not just a typical fundraiser for us. It's kind of a time to celebrate, you know, the work we've done collectively with all our partners and teammates. And over the last year, of course, you know, 2024 was a great year for us, but you know, it's a time to celebrate the families we've helped and the community that you know makes it all possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the fundraiser gala for the CPCA coming up May 15th. Can the general public buy a ticket, or is this a private event? How's it work?
Yeah, no, we can go to our website, www.thecpca.org. You can find tickets there. You can just give a call to the building if you need. All information is right on our website, but feel anybody having difficulty with that, which they shouldn't be, but if you are and just want to talk to somebody about it, by all means, give a call. Like I said, great night, dinner, music, entertainment, live entertainment, and I think last year we did, you know, we were at 500 people, so it's busy, and it's a great time to meet new people.
Yeah, and all for an incredible cause. For the uninitiated, will you give us a quick rundown on what you guys do at the CPCA?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think, you know, sometimes it sounds a little cliched, but I, you know, what better mission is there? And there's a few that are competitive, but I mean, for my money, preventing child abuse, you know, not just in the Hudson Valley, but anywhere we can extend kind of our tentacles to, whether it's crisis management right here at the center or education and prevention, you know, we reach out. We're all across the country teaching professionals and, you know, hosting, you know, in the building, in the facility, educational classes and, you know, keeping parents, keeping families together, keeping the children with those families. And, of course, you know, when we need to, intervening and making sure that all the children that come to us are safe at all times and making motions to ensure their safety after they've, you know, visited us. So
yeah,
that is that's the crux of what we do. So any help that we receive and, you know, any engagement with our organization contributes directly to that mission. That's helping children stay safe.
Yeah, it's such important work, and you know, it's hard work, and it's emotionally difficult work, I'm sure. But I feel like, you know, I have to give you guys so much credit, because everybody that we work with at the center, you know, all the folks that we've met here at KZE, you know, you coming in for interviews, and the folks that show up at our holiday party, everybody is always so nice and positive, and you know, doesn't seem to be you know, kind of despairing the way I feel like some people might be in your line of work. How do you guys kind of maintain that positivity?
You're right. I mean, the work can be sobering at times. And it's very serious work, and it's very, you know, a lot of impact to the families that are experiencing trauma. And I'm so proud of the team that I work with. We really, they're just rocks or oaks, if you will. Just it's so wonderful to be part of a team that, you know, show up when it counts the most. And I'll tell you, I've worked in a number of different sectors in the nonprofit area, and I love working with vulnerable populations, people that, you know, don't have a voice. But really, nothing stacks up to, you know, this is, you know, talking about making an impact and seeing the impact take form. There's no better. I'm in the best seat in the house when it comes to watching kind of the fruits of our labor develop. So a huge shout out to the staff and my employees who are wonderfully talented and just absolutely amazing with our families and our children, and you know, just godsends to the mission. And I'm really lucky to be with a really talented team, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, once again, the website is thecpca.org. How important is fundraising to your mission?
Yeah, I mean, it represents, you know, roughly half of what we do. I mean, we work with state funders and government funders, and we have great partnerships with them. And I've got a really great board of directors. It's very, you know, kind of a rock, a concrete base for us. And they've been great in their support and engagement. But, you know, fundraising is critical to advance what we do and to do more of what we do. You know, we can reach more children. We can reach more families. We can reach more people who could use the education and have asked for it. But the funding allows us to do it. So there's never a lack of need for our mission. And so every penny, every dollar really goes to helping us sustain what we're doing, but also reach more people.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you take donations throughout the year, but the gala is a really fun opportunity to donate and chip into the cause, but also have some fun and you know, really see firsthand what the CPCA is all about.
Yeah, it's frenetic and a lot of fun, and it's a great time. You know, there's a live auction, and that gets a ton of energy, and you'll see some, you know, people bidding for all the right reasons, but it can be a little competitive, and it's usually a lot of smiles and laughs, and we have a great time there. And it's kind of a, you know, of course, a who's who of Dutchess County. So a lot of great dignitaries show up for it, and it will be no different this year. We expect a wonderful turnout and a very diverse crowd of people who come to bat for CPCA. Yeah,
nice. And that is May 15th, which I believe that is next Thursday.
Next
so coming
Thursday,
right up.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Yep.
Next Thursday at 5 p.m. Is there any particular auction item that you're excited about? Anything you've got your eye on?
Yeah, there's a, well, I mean, we all have our eye on. I believe it's one of our wonderful donors, Nicholas. He put up, I believe it's Costa Rica, a stay in Costa Rica, and we actually got a live walkthrough on a video, which will, the video will also be played at the gala. Absolutely amazing, enchanting. One of the, you know, since I've been here, one of the most amazing kind of packages, auction items we've ever had. It's a real it takes your breath away once you see the depth and the scope of the vacation. So we're really honored to have his donation to us, and we'll see where that goes. But yeah, awesome items up there. That's just one of them. There's a huge list I don't have it in front of me, but
a great one. Yeah, there's going to be a bidding war on that one, no doubt.
Yeah.
We've got Marco Engolia from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie, thecpca.org, with the fundraiser gala next Thursday, the 15th, 5 p.m. Go to thecpca.org to grab some tickets now. It's for a great cause, going to be a lot of fun. And maybe you, if you go in ready to place the winning bid, you might just walk away with a beautiful Costa Rican vacation.
Absolutely.
Marco, anything else we should know?
You know, I mean, that kicks off our spring, and a little break from fundraising for a month or two, but then we go right into, you know, late summer and fall. We've got one, you know, something for everybody, whether you like to golf, whether you like to drink wine or taste wine, I should say, or whether you're an athlete and you like to participate in some marathons and running events. We've got our 5K too, so a whole bunch more. And of course, I'm going to save a little because I plan on coming back to your station to talk about those.
Yeah, I hope you do.
No, really excited about the whole, you know, the whole season in front of us.
Very cool. Well, Marco, thank you so much for hopping on, and best of luck with the gala. And I'm rooting for you with this Costa Rican vacation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks, MK.